USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A member of the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department thinks Tiger Woods was awake when he was pulled from a vehicle after a serious accident.
I believe he was conscious based on the feedback I got from the deputies.
Captain James Power speaking there on Fox News. He also says deputies didn't gather a statement from Woods.
I don't think they gathered a statement from him due to the circumstances, which, you know, in a situation like this, when deputies respond to a traffic collision with possible injuries and the fire department has to remove somebody from a vehicle, we kind of stand by and let the fire department do their job.
New CDC rules are coming out for those who've been fully vaccinated against coronavirus. Dr. Anthony Fauci saying he expects the agency to relax some of its recommendations, particularly for people in the same family who are now protected. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It may soon be the biggest issue of our time, the NRA and your gun freedoms. President Biden says he will defeat the NRA, and there are efforts to limit your guns, tax them, and even put the NRA out of business permanently. All this week, Newsmax TV's Stinchfield tells the real story about Joe Biden's war on the NRA. Watch Stinchfield at 8 p.m. Eastern to find out how the NRA is fighting back. Stinchfield is unafraid to tell you the truth. Everyone is tuning in. Newsmax TV is now the fourth highest rated cable news channel. It's on all major cable systems. Check your cable guide. If they don't carry Newsmax, call them. Or just download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone or smart TV and watch us anywhere. So watch Newsmax for Stinchfield and real news you can trust. 30 million Americans watch Newsmax all the time. You should too.
President Biden and the First Lady Jill Biden will travel to Texas on Friday. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the Bidens will land in Houston and have meetings with state and local officials.
While in Texas, the president will also visit a COVID health center where vaccines are being distributed.
The Lone Star State finally thawing out after being devastated by a historic winter storm and Arctic blast. The United States is seeing a large decline in new COVID-19 cases. According to data from Johns Hopkins University, the United States is seeing a 29% decline in new COVID-19 cases compared to this time last week, the steepest one-week decline the country has seen during the pandemic. New figures out show more than 41 million people have received at least one dose of the vaccine, and only 5%, though, have been fully vaccinated. And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 15 points to close at 31,537. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden and Democrats in Congress unveiled the U.S. Citizenship Act last week. The 353-page bill provides significant changes in the operation of the U.S. legal system. Chad Wolf is a former acting Secretary of Homeland Security. He tells Fox News he's not a fan of this bill.
This bill is fundamentally flawed, and this is not, in my view, a serious effort at immigration reform. We all know that our immigration system certainly needs some needed reform. This is not it. It doesn't go nearly as far as border security measures and enforcement that we need. And so a little disappointed in the Biden administration of putting basically a wish list together of those on the far left and submitting this as a bill.
The Biden administration also reopening Tent City to help deal with migrant kids as they come across the border unaccompanied. Confirmation hearings continue on Capitol Hill for President Biden's cabinet.
California Attorney General Javier Becerra has confirmation hearings this week to be the next Secretary of Health and Human Services. Becerra will face the Senate Health, Education, Labor and Pensions Committee on Tuesday and the Senate Finance Committee on Wednesday. Critics are saying he's literally the least qualified nominee in the history of the agency. No experience in health, no experience in managing something of this size. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg. The Biden administration is reopening the Trump-era border.